Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump and the rest of the GOP hopefuls have made last-minute pleas to Iowans to get out and caucus tonight, despite below-zero temperatures.
You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I gotta make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it.
Our new CBS poll puts him in the lead nationwide. Nikki Haley fares best in a matchup with President Biden. Much of the country's in a deep freeze, including Memphis, where it's a bone-chilling 14 degrees.
Got like some hummus and pretzel chips, but I did stock up on like milk, bread, the usuals.
At least four deaths in Oregon are blamed on the Arctic blast, including two people who died of suspected hypothermia. Boeing says it'll increase inspections of its 737 MAX planes as part of its response to the Alaska Airlines blowout earlier this month, and it'll send a team to the manufacturer of the door plug involved in the accident. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The high court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. The Iowa caucuses are tonight, the first step to the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee this summer. Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he won't be there if Donald Trump is the nominee. Donald Trump Jr. says that's fine with him.
He's the rhino that the America First movement despises. So if he doesn't show up to the convention in Milwaukee, no one gives a damn.
Trump speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dangerously cold wind chills have prompted an advisory from the National Weather Service today. The wind will make it feel like 30 below, significantly increasing the risk of frostbite on exposed skin. That can happen within about 30 minutes. It's expected to be this cold overnight and into tomorrow morning, again with wind chills of around 30 below zero. Officials say it's crucial to take necessary precautions to stay warm and safe. Less than 2 weeks after raising taxes to deal with a budget shortfall, Milwaukee's leaders are giving themselves a raise. It's an annual 3% salary increase on top of a 15% one-time boost. The proposed pay raises would increase Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's salary to over $169,000 a year and raise council members' base pay to more than $84,000 a year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback back rating of 157. Romeo Dobbs on the Packers young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be dangerously cold out there. Wind chill from about minus 25 to minus 30 today, tonight, and tomorrow. Today will be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. 3 above for a high tonight. Down to 10 below tomorrow, partly cloudy. Becoming breezy with a high near 4 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Show, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King holiday, and I maintain that, you know, people don't really know anything at all about who Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was. They, you know, they heard the I Have a Dream excerpts of the I Have a Dream speech, but I was a young man who my entire young life was filled with watching Reverend Dr. King. And 14 years, I was 14 years old when he was assassinated. And for 13 years, Dr. King moved across the earth fighting injustice. His life was taken from him at 39 years of age. But he did some amazing and wondrous things during that time. He was 39 years old when his life was ended. But he fought a hell of a battle. And there are times that I believe that, you know, sometimes it might have been in vain. Because things today, in many instances, haven't gotten any better. So I want to do this. I want to now go to another one of, I think, one of his greatest speeches. Is called The Other America. And so we're going to play some of that, and then we'll give you an opportunity to chime in on the other side. This is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King with The Other America.
Dean LaPierre, Mr. Bell, members of the faculty and members of the student body of this great institution of learning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there are several things that one could talk about before such a large, concerned, and enlightened audience. There are so many problems facing our nation and our world that one could just take off anywhere. But today I would like to talk mainly about the race problem, since I'll have to rush right out and go to New York to talk about Vietnam tomorrow, and I've been talking about it a great deal this week and weeks before that. But I'd like to use as a subject from which to speak this afternoon the other America. And I use this subject because there are literally two Americas. One America is beautiful for situation. And in a sense, this America is overflowing with the milk of prosperity and the honey of opportunity. This America is the habitat of millions of people who have food and material necessities for their bodies, and culture and education for their minds, and freedom and human dignity for their spirits. In this America, millions of people experience every day the opportunity of having life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in all of their dimensions. And in this America, millions of young people grow up in the sunlight of opportunity. But tragically and unfortunately, there is another America. This other America has a daily ugliness about it that constantly transforms the buoyancy of hope into the fatigue of despair. In this America, millions of work-starved men walk the streets daily in search for jobs that do not exist. In this America, millions of people find themselves living in rat-infested, vermin-filled slums. In this America, people are poor by the millions, and they find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. In a sense, the greatest tragedy of this other America is what it does to little children. Little children in this other America are forced to grow up with clouds of inferiority forming every day in their little mental skies. And as we look at this other America, we see it as an arena of blasted hopes and shattered dreams. Many people of various backgrounds live in this other America. Some are Mexican-Americans, some are Puerto Ricans, some are Indians, some happen to be from other groups. Millions of them are Appalachian whites. Probably the largest group in this other America in proportion to its size in the population is the American Negro. The American Negro finds himself living in a triple ghetto, a ghetto of race, a ghetto of poverty, a ghetto is to deal with this problem, to deal with this problem of the two Americas. We are seeking to make America one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now let me say that the struggle for civil rights and the struggle to make these two Americas one America is much more difficult today than it was 5 or 10 years ago. For about a decade or maybe 12 years, we struggled all across the South in glorious struggles to get rid of legal, overt segregation and all of the humiliation that surrounded that system of segregation. In a sense, this was a struggle for decency. We could not go to a lunch counter in so many instances and get a hamburger or a cup of coffee. We could not make use of public accommodations. Public transportation was segregated, and often we had to sit in the back, and within transportation within cities, we often had to stand over empty seats because sections were reserved for whites only. We did not have the right to vote in so many areas of the South. And the struggle was to deal with these problems. Now, certainly they were difficult problems. They were humiliating conditions. And by the thousands, we protested these conditions. And we made it clear that it was ultimately more honorable to accept jail cell experiences than to accept segregation and humiliation. By the thousand, students and adults decided to sit in at segregated lunch counters to protest conditions there. And when they were sitting at those lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for the best in the American dream and seeking to take the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the formulation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Many things were gained as a result of these years of struggle. In 1964, the Civil Rights Bill came into being after the Birmingham Movement, which did a great deal to subpoena the conscience of a large segment of the nation.
All right, if you're just joining us, this is Dr. King's The Other America. As you know, I have an opportunity to honor and celebrate, as many will today, a special day set aside for Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. But I am blessed and honored to have an opportunity, and thank Civic Media for giving me an opportunity to present Dr. King in a manner in which I think he deserves to be presented. Have to take a short hiatus. 844-967-2789. We'll take some calls towards the end of the speech.
From the small.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter.
Special edition of the Earl Ingram Show as we honor Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And this is The Other America. Calvin, if you please.
Seat of morality on the whole question of civil rights. After the Selma movement in 1965, we were able to get a voting rights bill. Now, all of these things represented strides. But we must see that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine equality. And it's much easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good, solid job. It's much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a public park than it is to make genuine, quality, integrated education a reality. And so today, we are struggling for something which says we demand genuine equality. It's not merely a struggle against extremist behavior toward Negroes. And I'm convinced that many of the very people who supported us in the struggle in the South are not willing to go all the way now. I came to see this in a very difficult and painful way in Chicago over the last year where I've lived and worked. Some of the people who came quickly to march with us in Selma and Birmingham were active around Chicago. And I came to see that so many people who supported morally and even financially what we were doing in Birmingham and Selma were really outraged against the extremist behavior of Bull Connor and Jim Clark toward Negroes rather than believing in genuine equality for Negroes. And I think this is what we've got to see now, and this is what makes the struggle much more difficult. And so as a result of all of this, we see many problems existing today that are growing more difficult. It's something that is often overlooked. But Negroes generally live in worse slums today than 20 or 25 years ago. In the North, schools are more segregated today than they were in 1954 when the Supreme Court's decision on desegregation was rendered. Economically, the Negro is worse off today than he was 15 and 20 years ago. And so the unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as the unemployment rate among Negroes. But today the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than whites. And as we look at these problems, we see them growing and developing every day. And we see the fact that the Negro economically is facing a depression in his everyday life that is more staggering than the depression of the 30s. The unemployment rate of the nation as a whole is about 4%. Statistics would say from the Labor Department that among Negroes it's about 8.4%. But these are the persons who are in the labor market, who still go to employment agencies to seek jobs, and so they can be calculated. The statistics can be gotten because they are still somehow in the labor market. But there are hundreds of thousands of Negroes who have given up. They've lost hope. They've come to feel that life is a long and desolate corridor for them with no exit sign. And so they no longer go to look for a job. There are those who would estimate that these persons who are called the discouraged persons would be 6 or 7% in the Negro community. And that means that unemployment among Negroes may well be 16%. And among Negro youth in some of our large urban areas, it goes to 30% and 40%. And so you can see what I mean when I say that in the Negro community, that is a major, tragic, and staggering depression that we face in our everyday lives. Now, the other thing that we've got to come to see now that many of us didn't see too well during the last 10 years, that is that racism is still alive in American society and much more widespread than we realize. And we must see racism for what it is. It is a myth of the superior and the inferior race. It is the false and tragic notion that one particular group, one particular race, is responsible for all of the progress, all of the insight, and the total flow of history, and the theory that another group or another race is totally depraved, innately impure, and innately inferior. And in the final analysis, racism is evil because its ultimate logic is genocide.
All right. Dr. Martin Luther King, The Other America. We're going to take another short hiatus. Don't touch the dial. We're going to listen to some more of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and The Other America.
Walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
For the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The weather for the next few days will be bitterly cold, with highs in the single digits and potentially dangerous cold wind chills in the mornings. Today will be mostly sunny, windy, and cold, with highs only in the single digits. Cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are rising in Wisconsin at the same time vaccination numbers are down. Boston University's Dr. Monica Wang says health experts need to counter misinformation online.
We as researchers can do a better job about communicating our science, and that means we start communicating our results and our processes in language that's easy and accessible for everyday people to understand.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum says vaccination rates for school children are up, but are still well below pre-pandemic levels. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Expo Center in Waukesha County, the Public Library in Racine, and dozens of other government and community centers are serving a dual role today and this week. Those places are operating as warming centers to help people who are dealing with power outages and the general cold. Check with your county health department or non-emergency police line if you're concerned and looking for a place to warm up. You can call 211 for information about warming centers or if you have any other weather-related concerns. One person is dead and another hospitalized after a house fire in Milwaukee this morning. The fire, which possibly started on the second floor of a home near 9th and Burleigh, is currently under investigation. The Red Cross is providing assistance to one family impacted by the incident. Milwaukee fire crews are on the scene conducting that investigation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com, home of the superheroes.
The Packers with another win in Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a huge upset win over the Cowboys, 48-32. It's the sixth time in a row the Packers have won in the Cowboys Stadium, including Super Bowl 45. They led 27-7 at the end of two quarters. Matt LaFleur.
Fortunately, you know, we built a lead that was too big to overcome.
Aaron Jones rushed for 118 yards and scored three touchdowns. Jordan Love.
It was huge. You know, I think that was the key for us coming to this game, was to run the ball well.
Love threw three TDs with a quarterback rating of 157. Romeo Doubs on the Packers' young receiver core.
It's amazing, man, how young we are as a group. I just feel like the most important area is just sticking together.
Up next, the Packers face the 49ers in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks with an exciting win, 143-142 in overtime in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard with a game-winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
It was like we had the game and they stole it from us, and then, you know, we took it back at the end.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The Arctic blast is slapping us with brutal cold temperatures, with wind chill values making our high temperatures feel like 15 below. A wind chill advisory remains in effect through Wednesday morning. Winds whipping up to 25 miles per hour will drag our temperatures to feeling like negative 20 to 30 below. It's 9 below zero at our studios.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Some people think we don't have the right to
say it's my country. Before they give in,
they'd rather fuss and fight
than say it's my country. I paid 300 years or more of slave driving sweat and welts on my back. This is my country. For me to go second class. We've survived the hard blow, and I want you to know that you'll face us at last. And I know you will give consideration. Shall we perish unjust or live equal as a nation? This is my country.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, the other America, I advise you, if you get a chance, to listen to the rest of that speech in addition to many others. I'm going to be revisiting those speeches for the rest of the month. And so our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts? It's Dr. King holiday. And there are people who really don't have any concept or idea at all of who this man was and the impact that he had in his short 39 years of life. And on not just here in America, but addressing inequities all over the world, the poor, the tired, the huddled masses yearning to be free, the very things that our nation was founded under, and what many of us claim to love about the nation. He challenged it and exposed it to the world. And I have to say that after all of these years, this guy from Turning Point USA and Donald Trump and the Tucker Carlsons and many others who want to try to denigrate Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, if Dr. King was alive today, he'd still be marching. He'd still be fighting. Because injustice is still here. It hasn't left. You know, like to hear your thoughts on it. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm a few years older than you are, so I remember those days, and I loved Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. What he spoke about resonated not only with the people of color, but with
the
women
poor, right.
And at the time with the young poor men dying in Vietnam, and so that's why we marched. That's why we went together for women's rights of the poor people and rights of the people of color. And when you listen to him, he spoke to us. It was like he was speaking directly to us, individual. And I, at 73, I'm willing to march because right now I think that there is a certain sector of this country who wants to roll back this time and put us back to where we were in the late 50s, early 60s. And I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going back. I am not going back. And I talk to young people the same way that he actually talks to us. I don't want hatred. I want love.
Hey, Susan, Susan, let me ask you. At a time that people want books taken out of the library, history books, telling the history of what took place in this country. And, you know, I mean, what are your thoughts? Because the history of that time is still, well, unfortunately, it's dying off. Because this should continue to be taught in the schools. Because it wasn't so long ago. And once you stop teaching that, then it reappears. And we're at a point in the nation where a lot of this is reappearing. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, actually, I have an 8-year-old granddaughter, and I am building a library for her. And the library includes a history of this country and every banned book that these people are banning. Because I want her to read that. I want her to know of the history of this country and how people were treated. And I want her to know how hard that certain sector of this country worked to bring freedom and justice for all people.
Hey, Susan.
I do believe in the Constitution.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. I really want to hear your thoughts on it. You know, I'm going to continue to speak on what's truthful, what's factual, whether it hurts people's feelings or not. You know, truth is the truth. Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
Which is what Dr. King believed in, which is, you know.
Which is what Dr. King believed in, which is what all of the great, let me just ask you this, because this is the way I feel. When people work together and things get done, and I am going to use sports as an analogy, the Green Bay Packers, how it's a whole team effort right now, and how good it feels to be winners and be winning, you know, these games, because we're all working together. It's not about just one person. I find that when people work together and they come up with an end result that is really positive in their life, that it just feels good. And I don't understand people that are, I'll do it on my own, I made it on my own, because I don't think that makes a person feel really good in their soul or in their heart. I think that's an ugliness. I mean, that's my definition, I guess, of hatred or fear. So I would just hope that people would open up their hearts and think about love. Don't think about fear or what we sometimes call hate, and embrace the people in your community. Embrace the people that are around you.
Well, Tom, especially those who profess to be Christian. And so what Dr. King was a Christian pastor. And so he clearly talked about Christ, Christian ethic, and challenged people who profess to be Christians. We kind of deal with some of that today, man. Some evangelicals who profess to be that, you know, are still walking kind of that same path of, you know, separation and all those kinds of things. And so I would just say, excuse me, to people, you know, Google Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's greatest speeches, and you would be touched beyond imagination of who this man was, the impact that he had, and the fact that, you know, even though he's been given this day, it pales in what this man did. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
You got to turn your radio down, Doc.
Oh, okay.
You turned down already? Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay. Well, first of all, a great program this morning, and the two previous callers were excellent calls. Kudos to that sister that's talking about making a library for her 8-year-old granddaughter. That's the kind of thing we need. Where do I begin? Earl, you know I'm a few years older than you are, so you know, we came up back in that era.
Right.
And there was just a great, great time for activism and people getting together and loving one another.
Yeah, it was magical, right? You know.
It really was. It really was. And I just wanted to say, you know, I have some friends, white friends, that I'm trying to twist their arm, you know, to listen to this program and others, especially today. And, you know, there I can tell there's an ambivalence, you know. I mean,
yes.
I just don't understand. You know, so I'm calling in this morning to say apathy. I think apathy is what's helping to drag this country down, and we just have to have less apathy and more caring. And I have a very dear friend. He's in his early 50s, and he's raised two biracial sons from day one. And I started to talk to him about Martin Luther King Jr., and he had no idea. Well, he knew who he was, obviously, but he didn't know the impact that he had, and he didn't really know the man. And so, like you said, Google the speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., because people, we've let the cat out of the bag here a little bit. We have to keep on educating people.
You know, Doc, we lived during a very special time. You were a Vietnam veteran. You knew Dr. King and the impact that he had on challenging that war. As long as Dr. King was integrating lunch counters, there were those who respected and loved him. But once he started talking about the war in Vietnam, he signed his death warrant. And so if you, and as I say to people, you know, I'm not here today having this kind of dialogue and conversation to make people feel bad, because many of the people who are here right now didn't have anything to do with those times. But it doesn't belie the fact that those times and this history was horrid, and the fact that there are some things that are still going on today in this nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, that there's so many poor people, never mind the issues with race, but there's so many American people who are homeless and poor, man, veterans eating, sleeping under bridges, eating out of garbage cans in this great nation, right? Got to do a better job, Doc. Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Got to take a short hiatus. Our phone lines are open, as always, for you. 844-967-2789.
Unjust, I live equal as a nation. This is my country. Or live equal as a nation. This is my country. Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
The Shah.
WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I really know how unique a time that I was blessed to be born in, and many from my generation. And I've never forgotten it. And whoever I am, it is based on being a wide-eyed young boy during a time of just unrest, unbelievable unrest in our nation and in the world. And the fact that a young man like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, who was born for that time, took on the mantle and put his life on the line for all of us to address the ills that did exist in our nation at that point in time, as they exist today. And so we can either, you know, ignore it, as many did during those times, as many are doing today. And our nation will never be able to live up to its creed. Dr. Martin Luther King challenged it. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. What a beautiful man he was. And yes, our country is not perfect. And yes, our history should be displayed. And I believe statues torn down, destroyed, doesn't do that. We should, look at our history and realize our mistakes, but how far we've come. Because I think even today, like in 64 through 68, that the Republican Party voted at a greater percentage for civil rights than the Democrats did. And I believe they're doing that today.
Okay, so CJ, maybe you didn't hear me when I talked about Turning Point USA, where Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson spoke with all Republicans just this past week, who with the leader of Turning Point USA going to trash the history of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And so, you know, when you tell me how far we've come, you know, that's from your perspective. It's not from the perspective of a person of color who's lived through those types of things and who sees the world through a very different prism than you.
Well, I'm sure you do, and that's the beauty of America.
Well, that's not, CJ, that's not about the beauty of America. That's about the fact that America needs to be challenged to live up to its creed. Go ahead.
Martin Luther King spoke of the spirit of America being destroyed, and I believe that.
Hey, so let me ask you something, CJ. What is the spirit of America? What was the spirit of America?
Earl, one party's fighting for school choice.
No. Dr. King was not talking about parties. I live that. I never heard Dr. King talking about parties. So you said he talked about the spirit of America. Let's talk about that spirit of America. Go ahead.
You spoke of party all day, and you bring up Republican leaders.
Hey, CJ, I didn't mention parties one time. The only time parties were mentioned was you. You just came on, you brought up party. I didn't mention it once. You can play it back, and you won't hear me mention party at all until the end.
Kirk. Turning Point USA, the president.
I just brought that up.
You didn't talk about
that. Hey, CJ, I just brought that up, right? You know, I just brought that up. I didn't mention, Dr. King didn't mention parties at all during this time. As a matter of fact, Dr. King was a Republican. Or did you know that?
School choice.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. You know, this is not about, you know, school choice. What has happened in this country, what continues to happen in this country, needs to be addressed. Dr. King lost his life addressing it. And so, you know, whether people want to hear it or not, it's Dr. King's holiday. There are people who are celebrating it. And I've done my part to try to give people a different view on what it is. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Calvin. Could not do it without you. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, may God rest your soul. I'll be back on tomorrow.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption,
Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.